This is Idaho Matters. So many children here in our state deal with food insecurity on a daily basis. During the school year, they normally have access to food through their school districts, but when summer comes, it's different. That's why the Protect Idaho Kids Foundation will be hosting a picnic in the park every Sunday, beginning June 28th and running through August 30th to feed children in need. Joining us today is Bruce Wingate with that foundation. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
So we know this is such a tremendous need for kids. Can you tell us how it will work? Because what I read was they'll need a ticket, but it is still free.
Yeah, it's free. And you can just go to our protectidokids.org and get a ticket. We just need to have a ticket so we have a count on the lunches. We're going to start out with 300 lunches the first week. It goes for 10 weeks until August 30th. So every Sunday at 12 to 2, we'll have tents set up right outside of the fountain there at Ann Morrison Park. And there'll be free lunches, but we do want a ticket so we can keep a count on the lunches and how many to prepare. And also the ticket, you sign the back of it. And when you pick up your lunch, you can deposit it into a boys collection box or a girls. And on the last day, we're going to have a drawing for a boys bicycle and a girls bicycle. So some lucky winner will go away with a bike.
I mean, you can't ask for more at the end of the summer, right, than a brand new bike. And what I like about this, too, is you're having the food prepared by Life's Kitchen. And what people may not know is there are a lot of people that are employed by Life's Kitchen that used to be in the foster care system.
Yes, foster care and other problems. They have a tough time when they age out of foster care and about that age because... do we have just a minute? I could actually read you off a couple of the statistics on them.
Well, I don't have a lot of time left, so I actually want to get to more about the event itself because you are looking for vault.
We're having Life's Kitchen prepare the food, and then we'll give a donation to them to help the kids that are aging out of foster care and the other children that are having problems.
And then you also need volunteers, right? Because you're expecting Absolutely. A minimum of 300 kids at least that first week.
That's a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and we do need volunteers. And you can go on our website and there's a place you can click there to get on the volunteer. We need about 10 to 15 people a week besides the Life's Kitchen preparing the food. So yes, we do need that. And it's protectidahokids.org. And you can get your tickets there and you can also volunteer or you can donate.
And with COVID-19 going on, you are, so just to assure people, you are taking proper steps to keep volunteers and kids, you know, safe when they come to the park.
Yeah, we cleared everything with the city. And in fact, the city gave us some masks. We are requiring masks and people hopefully will bring their own. But if you don't have a mask, we will have a limited supply. But if you don't have a mask, then we won't be able to serve you a lunch. So people can either take the food and go home or they can stay at the park. And as long as we social distance and take the safety precautions, they're welcome to stay at the park and have their lunch there. So it's a day out for the kids, free lunch, and possibility of getting a bike and helping people too.
Absolutely. Bruce, thanks for your time. I've been talking with Bruce Wingate with the Protect Idaho Kids Foundation. They will be starting those free lunches for kids on June 28th at Ann Morrison Park. Go to their website for more information. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters as well. Tomorrow, we will be having our medical experts back on to see where we are here in the state of Idaho when it comes to coronavirus. Make sure you email us if you have a question for our medical experts, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. It is Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.